And I should note that we're going to be talking about intellectual property. It's nice to have Senator Hatch of Utah here with me during a number of years, prior to the time he was chairman, prior to the time I was chairman, and we put together bipartisan coalitions on intellectual property and IT issues, and turned out to be a pretty effective partnership. So, Senator Hatch, I'm delighted you're here. I don't think there's a dispute that our nation's in economic and political turmoil. Gas prices have exceeded our worst fears, especially those of us who live in rural areas, as I do. They're continuing to rise. They highlight the entrenched power of overseas oil suppliers. Subprime mortgages have devastated many of our homeowners. They've revealed serious flaws in our lending systems, and just reading the press again today, you discover more and more of this. Health insurance is still only a distant dream for millions of Americans in the wealthiest nation on earth. The cost in lives and dollars of the Iraq war mount higher by the day. We're deep into a presidential election year, so the debate in these issues will only intensify as summer turns to fall and politics becomes even more intense. But today, the committee is going to address a significant economic issue confronting our nation, which actually should have no partisan flavor whatsoever. Intellectual property, the creativity, innovation it represents, that's really the fuel and the engine of our economy. And for the United States to maintain its position as the world's economic leader, we have to focus on protecting its industry's intellectual property. In a year like this, partisan legislation is impossible. Even bipartisan legislation is unlikely. It's only true nonpartisan legislation that presents an opening for progress, and I want to give intellectual property enforcement legislation that kind of a chance. The piracy and counterfeiting of intellectual property has reached unprecedented levels in recent years. This theft cost the American economy at least $200 billion. It results in the loss of 750,000 jobs per year. Just think of that. Stealing, counterfeiting, intellectual property costs the American economy at least $200 billion and loses 750,000 jobs per year. Think how much we could use those jobs. And while this theft alone is unacceptable, it's not the only cost incurred by piracy and counterfeiting. You only have to look at the reports of poisoned counterfeit toothpaste or dangerous counterfeit automobile parts. They're entering U.S. markets. Think about that if you've had your brakes repaired. Were they counterfeit when you suddenly need them in an emergency? And these things are so disproportionately to lower-income Americans. And when you see this and you see the fact that people's lives are at stake, you understand how important the enforcement of our IP laws is to protect the health and security and safety of the American people. Now, we have representatives of pharmaceutical, automotive, product safety industries here today who can attest to these dangers, but also the vast resources they have to expend, not to create new products, but to protect American consumers from the dangers of these counterfeit products. I'd like to see, and I suspect every one of them would like to see, be able to use that money for research and development of new products. Our other witness today is from the Government Accountability Office. I've been troubled by reports from the GAO that show the ineffectiveness of the current enforcement strategies being employed by the federal government. And the lack of coordination among the federal agencies responsible for IP enforcement seems to be one of the biggest hurdles we face. So I want to hear what other roadblocks are preventing an effective IP enforcement. I've worked for years, as has Senator Hatch, to strengthen our existing laws, give our law enforcement agents the necessary tools to combat infringement. And other members of Congress have been active this session in offering legislation to strengthen the enforcement of IP laws. Even the Chinese government, which allows some of the most rampant theft of intellectual property in the world. As suddenly began to realize the value and importance of IP enforcement, now that their own intellectual property has been threatened, and they've begun to crack down on infringement of the Olympic copyrights. So it's not ever too late for the sinner to come to the church. But this is, but I thought I'd never see the day. Justice Kennedy reminded us in his opinion for the Supreme Court in the case of Boumediene versus Bush last week that the only mention of the term right in the Constitution as ratified is in its clause giving Congress the power to protect the rights of authors and inventors, referring, of course, to Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution. These rights of intellectual property have been fundamental to Americans since our founding, never been more important than they are today. Enforcement and protection of these rights is too important to be addressed piecemeal. I think we have to examine enforcement efforts from top down to bottom up, and I hope those testifying today can help us on that. And Orrin, if you just allow me to tell just a quick story, we have manufactured actually one of the preeminent in the world of snowboards, Burton Snowboards in Vermont. And I remember getting on an airplane years ago in Chicago with Jake Burton. And the two of us were squeezed back in the cheap seats way in the back of this airplane. We're both fairly good-sized guys. And Jake says, "See that guy going up there into first class?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "You know, he represents a Chinese company that stole our design for a ski boot that we'd spent hundreds of thousands of dollars designed for the safety and everything else. He can afford to fly first class. But it doesn't cost him anything to steal the design and use it. We had to pay to develop it." It's always stuck in my mind. Senator Hatch.
Well, thank you, Mr.